On Radio Gorgeous today, I'm happy to be sitting here with Sarah Tucker, who's our travel correspondent, Gorgeous Escapes. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Jo?
Very well. So we're here to talk about Quebec and Montreal in Canada. Have you just been?
I have just been. Canada is my favourite country in the world. I have a love affair with Italy, and I love France because I have a home there. But Canada, I've always felt my, I suppose, spiritual home. I suppose that sounds a bit flaky, but it is.
Wow, so do you think you're Native Indian in the past life?
I think everybody's probably Native Indian. They always say, if you go to a healer, they always say you're either a Native Indian from Canada or you were originally, I think someone once said to me, I was an Egyptian cat, and it's very good to be an Egyptian cat.
Yeah, because they were worshipped.
They were an Egyptian cat, but I quite like the First Nation Indian.
So Quebec, it's got a French name. Is it a French place?
It is a French place. In fact, the interesting thing about Canada when you go to Canada is that it's made up of lots of different provinces. I've been to all of them, actually. I've visited all of them. I've been very, very fortunate. And in many ways, people who come from overseas see more of Canada than Canadians do, because it's very expensive to go to fly from one province to the next. You can go by train, via via rail across the country, but in general, it's expensive. And a lot of the provinces, although they are part of Canada, they regard themselves very much as their own country, and Quebec is one of them. And they speak in Quebec, they speak French. It is French speaking. They do speak English, but it's not, you know, if you do speak French, it's not the French that you know. I'd say the closest thing to it is that if you go to Paris, it's more like Parisian French. It's more like Parisian French. There's absolutely no twang or dialect to it whatsoever. It's almost like an English person speaking French with an English accent.
So which side? Because Canada's such... Can you explain where it is in Canada? Because Canada's vast.
It's over the east side. So if you think of looking at the United States and Canada above it, it's over, whereas Vancouver is over the west side, over the west side, it's like directly opposite over on the east side. It is
sophisticated.
Well, because you've got the French quality to it, it's not just specific to Quebec, it's all along the places that are around the east coast of Canada. It is much more European, so it appears that much more sophisticated, more edgy. The weather, I'm surprised.
What time of year is it now, sort of?
Well, it's spring. They have the same seasons that we do. But they do winter, like, you know, we moan when we get snow and it's sort of like it's cold and it's minus 10, but they do winter on a scale we don't do.
They
winter
do 6 months, don't they, winter?
They do six months. They do it up to, it's like minus 30. Oh, it is very but in Quebec in particular, I know we complain that we have Christmas for 3 months, but they do Christmas better than anywhere else, Quebec, anywhere else I've been to in the world. Simply, what I call the traditional Christmas, because they have snow. They have it's. I would say if I was to describe Quebec City, old Quebec City, it's more France than France. It's more French than France, but the people are friendlier. So you've got cobbled squares. You've got it's a World Heritage Site. So it's old. It's 17th century. It's old by Canadian
17th century.
So old by North American standards. Oh. And actually, while I was there, I stayed in a monastery, which I thought was interesting.
Were the monks still there?
No. Well, the nuns were though. There's 12 nuns who stay there, and they are the Augustine nuns. It's actually a fascinating place to stay. It's been converted so you can, it's got about 100 bedrooms, 50 of which you can stay in, which are simpler. They're still very nice, and the other ones are much more contemporary, and I stayed in a contemporary one. There's part of the monastery that's been converted into a museum, and that's fascinating, learning about, for example, nuns. Did you know nuns wear about 25 layers of clothing? No wonder they looked a bit sort of like they walked slowly.
But I would in Canada. I'd be wearing 25 layers.
No, but you know, and also the Augustine nuns, you know, for example, the Ursuline nuns, they specialised in education. The Augustine nuns specialised in healthcare. So they actually taught the local Canadian doctors about surgery and medicines. They were very much into alternative therapies as well, about how to use herbs and spices for therapy and in homeopathy, everything like that.
And they still practiced.
And also, I was there to do yoga because they have yoga, meditation, qigong, tai chi.
Wonderful.
Down in the vaults. They have it's a little bit. It's rather special. They have angels looking down at you, which, you know, some people might get turned off about that, but sort of like these sort of like statues of angels looking down at you. But it's a very, I've never practiced yoga in a place like that before. The monastery itself is set right in the heart of Quebec City. So although you might feel you may want to stay, because they do packages like 2-day, 3-day, 4-day packages, you can even just stay for a day and meals can be included. The meals are excellent. It's not, you know, if you're vegan or vegetarian, but you like fish and you eat chicken and even meat, the options are there. But they've got some unusual quirky things, like in the morning after you practice yoga at 7 o'clock in the morning, you go down for breakfast at 8, you don't speak, no one speaks. Now I was there by myself, Joe,
but that's a rule, is it?
It's a rule. Okay. no speaking. So
all meals or just breakfast?
Just breakfast. But I was there by myself, so it didn't really matter. Some people were there together and they found it very, very difficult not to speak. And
not people, to say pass the milk.
Well, yeah. Exactly. And people, yeah. You know, the people serving would come up to them and say, you cannot speak, do not speak. And some people didn't get it and they were, you know, sort of like, they said, you must not speak. But I actually, in the end, I very much liked it because it was, I think, meals in utter silence. I think you become much more aware of the food that you're eating. You become a much more aware of yourself. You much become a much more aware of what's going on around you. Your head is not full of noise. And I think when you're just talking, you're sort of reacting.
It's a great way to start the day with some peace.
It's a really good way to start the day. And I think that's sort of like obviously from journeys. I've recently started to write some pieces about, you know, the takeaways from journeys, and this takeaway from this particular journey, the main one was sort of like silence in the morning. You can talk for the rest of the day, but just silence in the morning. That's a really good idea. And obviously the nuns, they lived a very monastic life. But from a cloistered point of view, and they also do things like facials and massages there.
But nuns don't do that.
Someone else does that. But I think you should go, you should venture outside. As I said, it's within easy walking distance of viewing the St. Lawrence River. There's the Chateau Frontenac, which is a beautiful hotel which overlooks the river. The river itself is stunning. I wouldn't say it puts the Thames to shame, but there's it's massive. It's massive. That's sort of like the
Thames. All the melted ice has got to go.
Well, it was exactly, and Quebec itself. It's as I said, the food is excellent there. If you're a real foodie, Quebec is the place to go. And there's also an island.
French food,
Italian food, English food. It's sort of like a real cosmopolitan, but it's good. It's good quality, and also. So there's, as I mentioned, there's an island which is about half an hour drive from the monastery, and it is quite agricultural, but they have a lot of artists living on it. They have a lot of wine growers. They have a lot of jam manufacturers there, and that's worth definitely a day. You can also stay in a B&B over there as well, but I highly recommend going to the monastery, going to the island too, simply because it's very different from the city, but it will show you a different side of the people and the creativity that's there.
What about the culture? Other things to go and see?
Well, apart from, as I said, the island, which will appear very, very agricultural, but it's a very strong artistic community. You've also got, there's a wonderful waterfall, the Montmorency Waterfall, which during the winter is almost like a dribble because everything sort of like freezes over. But I went in the spring and it was in full flow. There was still some of the ice and the snow left, and they've had a long winter this winter. It's interesting that you said about, oh, they have 6 months. Now, usually they, you know, they have about sort of like 4 to 5 months, but this year they've definitely, they felt they've had 6 to 7 months. Yeah. It's been a long, long time. It's been very, very cold this year. And but so they're really, really looking forward to their spring.
Is their spring short, I suppose it is? Is their summer hot?
Well, actually, no. What they've told me is that they used to have a long fall, beautiful long fall. And what's happened now, they have a much longer spring. They have the same sort of length of summer, and they have a shorter fall. Mm. And sort of everything's changed. But you've got, you know, for example, if you want to go skiing, they have mountains just outside, and then you've got sort of wonderful, wonderful forests and woodlands. So if you go to Quebec and you stay in the monastery, you can do it without a car, but I'd highly recommend you hire a car and you stay there. Not just in the monastery, but you stay, there's lots of other really good B&Bs, especially on the island, for about up to a week, 10 days. I think you'll certainly have a lot to do. I started off in Quebec and then I went by train straight from Quebec to Montreal. Now, Montreal is a completely different kettle of fish. It is, again, the French influence is there. Everything about Montreal is a duality. So they speak French and English. But for example, if you go into the hotels or restaurants, they greet you with bonjour, hi. So you can reply in English or you can reply in French. It doesn't matter to them. They're completely bilingual. Completely bilingual. It is a very, very young community. They have a huge student population there. They have more universities there than I think anywhere else, certainly in Canada, but possibly in North America. And so you've got some very bright, vibrant people there. You have a strong artistic, creative community. Lots of festivals going there. And I stayed in a hotel which was right in the centre of everything. I think the best thing to do is always choose a hotel. Like I chose a boutique hotel where you can walk anywhere. Now, again, Montreal, just like Quebec, has very long winters, but unlike Quebec, you have an underground city, so you have approximately 14 miles of underground mall underneath the city.
I've never heard of it. It is
incredible. In fact, people were saying that, you know, sometimes, because when I was there, it was sort of like it was raining all the time. However, they said, you know, if you want to go down and you find your way down. But I kept getting lost because, to be quite honest, one Zara looks like another. And you've got so many Starbucks, they turn left by the Starbucks. You know, there's another Starbucks all over the place. You can literally find yourself in a part of the city.
Do you know you're underground?
I do not know my underground.
Did it feel underground?
Did you feel underground? Yes.
Okay, was it quite impressive?
No, it wasn't, because they had it's all extremely well lit, and the shops are all superb. Like, obviously you've got shops above ground, you've got shops below ground, they're all completely different shops as well. And it's, you know, nothing is substandard. Just because it's underground doesn't mean it's sub that way. And the underground is that, you know, they have an underground tube service which is excellent too.
Why is it underground? Is it because of the weather?
Yes, the weather is so bitterly cold, and Montreal has got the famous Tremblant, where you have the ski resort which is just outside, which is superb. So again, although it's very, very cold, it's you know, they make use of their cold. And also in the winter, it's a wonderful place to visit, because again, one, like many of the Canadian cities, you've got the wilderness just on its doorstep, so you can go hiking and cross-country skiing. And as I said, I did yoga actually in the hotel, and they have the lady that came in was a Lululemon representative.
Yeah, because they're from Canada.
Yeah, they are from Canada.
I'm wearing my Lululemon now as we talk, because I'm in my yoga outfit.
Yeah,
still.
But I saw it was interesting. They were sort of like, and
get any freebies?
I didn't, Joe. But the interesting thing was, what I wanted to do was I thought we were going to be a whole class. So I didn't tell her that I'm an instructor. And nobody else turned up. And it seemed that in the hotel had just organized, I think, possibly a one-on-one. And I was thinking, shall I tell her I'm an instructor? And the problem with being an instructor is that when instructors teach instructors, they don't want to correct them, because when I teach instructors, I don't want to correct them, because I just don't. And I found that when I have been instructed, they don't. And I wanted to be corrected. So I didn't tell her I was an instructor. And so she started to say, so how long have you been practicing yoga for? And I said, a couple of years, 2-3 years. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And, do you have any injuries? All the things that they usually ask. So she started off and she said, she was looking and she said, right, okay, let's try this. And, let's try this. And became more and more and more advanced. And she said, Sarah, I think you should consider teaching. I think you'd make a good instructor. And I said, shall I tell her? Because part of the philosophy of yoga is honesty. And I'm thinking, so I put myself right in it. So if you're listening, and she was absolutely lovely, I'm really sorry, but yes, I do teach. But she said, you've got a very good manner. You should teach yoga. You should really think about it. So, but Montreal, very very bohemian, very student led. They have interestingly, they have one of the things that I went to. I went on a spa, which was on a boat, which is actually in the St. Lawrence River, and you can go, you have a steam rooms and
is
you have saunas.
Boat?
It's sort of like it's stationary. Anchored, it's anchored. But part of, you have those sort of like cold tubs, which you dip into the cold tub. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do have them on the boat there, but you also can go into the St. Lawrence River as well. And that
what?
Is freezing.
Oh my God, did you do it?
I did it up to my waist and I thought, I'm not. God. And I'm saying, how clean is this? Yeah. And they said, we test it. I don't care. Yeah. I don't
but
care.
But also,
how...
you probably couldn't even. Was it like daggers on your legs?
Oh, mm. it was like stepping into powdered glass. Oh. I think that I went to Antarctica once, and I sort of like I was in the water there on Christmas Day, and it was as cold as that. It was like you can't feel yourself. It's like stinging. God. But it's when you come out, it's supposed to be very, very good for you.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend. I would highly recommend Montreal. It's a very cosmopolitan city. I went to a restaurant.
There's lots to do there.
There was an awful lot to do, and I think it's an awful lot to do if you're 20 something, 30 something, 40 something, 50 something, for all ages.
How about getting there? Is it expensive to get to Canada?
Well, I flew by Air Canada, and I think there's a lot of really, really good deals on now.
Norwegian Air.
Norwegian Air, but I think everybody has got to up their game because of Norwegian Air as well.
Yeah.
But you've got direct flights into Montreal, you've got direct flights into Quebec, and I definitely think while you're there, it's a very good idea to do the two city thing.
How
because
long would you go for? Because
via
time changing and everything.
Because Via Rail is very good. I would say 10 days to 2 weeks for both cities. That's it, 10 days. And you could even go down further down by train to Toronto if you wanted to. That's which is on the same side of Canada and do the three city, and it will take you slightly longer. It will take you longer to go back down by train that way. But
I'd see Canada.
You'd see certain sites. Canada is vast, and I've been fortunate. I've been doing this the travel journalism for over 22 years now, and I would say I've seen more of Canada than most Canadians have, simply because I find the wilderness. Awe-inspiring. I've travelled all over the world.
See wild animals.
Mm. Well, for example, this is over the other side of Canada, but in the Yukon, for example, you've got more grizzly bears there than you have human beings in around Quebec. You've got wild deer. You do have bears there. Famously, over the west side in around Banff and Whistler, which are famous for their skiing, you've got moose that can walk into actually into the towns, and you think moose are lovely, but they're very dangerous. They can be really dangerous. They're like huge, massive cows. They're more like the size of like elephants. So you've got to. Be careful. But I think the national.
What's the Canadian spirit? What is it?
The Canadian spirit. I think it's one. I think someone once described the Canadian spirit as so laid back, it's horizontal. You know, it's sort of like it's very, very laid back. They have a can-do attitude, but they are very, their relationship with the Americans is one of antipathy, let's put it. You know, although interestingly, when Trump came in to power, a lot of people were trying to find out if they could get Canadian passports because they wanted to leave the country, but you know, the US. But Quebec is a particularly beautiful place to go. I'd highly recommend it. It's one of the Condé Nast recommended as one of the five top most romantic cities in the world. That's how beautiful it is at Christmas time.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous and telling us about Quebec and Montreal, Gorgeous Escapes. For much more information, go to Audio Boom or radiogorgeous.com, and we've got all the information from Sarah. Thank you so much for coming on to Gorgeous Escapes.
Thank you, Joe.